Energy use in the globe is expected to go up by more than 50% in the next 25 years. Michigan law is mandating a heavier reliance on renewable sources by next year. But some say that's not enough, and they're taking matters into their own hands. Take Rolf and Mari von Waldhausen, for example. They were a typical Traverse City couple. They worked 40-hour week jobs and lived in an average-size home. But one day, they did an experiment.
We moved all our belongings into one room in the house and said, let's see how it is to live in a space that's 12 by 16.
Then they tried another experiment.
There was a time that one summer at our house, we actually set up the tent in the yard and we lived in this tent for 4 months.
Then came the big test.
We're up on the hill just behind those pine trees.
The von Waldhausens sold their house, quit their day jobs, and built a tiny cabin in the woods with no running water or electricity.
We call this our Thoreau's cabin because this is the place where we get a lot of our inspiration for living the way we do.
The von Waldhausens got new part-time jobs teaching yoga and tuning pianos. They were living in the woods, getting their water from a stream nearby, gathering wood to heat their wood-burning stove, and using their compostable toilet outside. Rolf von Waldhausen says living off the grid is hard work, but he and his wife love it.
This way you get to be out in nature, you know, 365 days a year, and really getting into those natural rhythms that we in modern society have lost.
And they started getting closer to their neighbors. They'd trade things like tools for eggs and syrup. Mari von Waldhausen says they began spending time with people more than they ever could before.
Most people in most neighborhoods have no idea who even lives next door because you get home after dark and again, you just collapse.
Life was good. Well, that's until the local zoning and health officials found out. Turns out there are two major problems with the von Waldhausen's lifestyle.
A habitable dwelling should have running water to it and should have a means of sanitary disposal of the sewage. That's what our code requires.
That's Clay McNitt with the Benzie-Leelanau Health Department. The second problem is that their 200-square-foot house is actually too small to be considered livable in their township. Tim Johnson is the chairperson for the Centerville Township Planning Commission. He says the von Waldhausen's house is 4 times smaller than the township minimum.
The ordinance was first written in 1976. It was first enacted primarily, although no one will admit this, but to keep single-wide mobile homes out of the township.
Johnson and the von Waldhausens fought the township board to get rid of the square foot minimum, but the board voted against it. The von Waldhausens are not giving up. They can't legally live in their cabin, but they can stay in a tent on each of their 3 parcels of land for 2 months at a time. So that's what they're doing. They're living in a tent for 6 months, then house-sitting for friends and neighbors the rest of the year.
It's crazy to try and navigate basically these power struggles in government.
Government officials say this wouldn't be as much of a struggle. That's if the von Waldhausens would have talked with the proper local authorities before they started this journey. The von Waldhausens say they knew living completely off the grid probably wasn't legal in the first place. But despite the bureaucratic and political hurdles, they are committed to living off their land as much as they can. Under the stars and under the law. I'm Emily Fox, Michigan Radio News.